The Green Bay Packers are a slight favorite over the Pittsburgh Steelers in this Sunday Super Bowl. Odds makers and football analysts typically base their predictions on the strength of offenses, defenses, players, coaches. But our own prognosticator, Morning Edition's music commentator Miles Hoffman, has broken down the game by the musical talents of the teams and their home cities. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, Renee.
So I took in a breath here because I just have to say, music can tell us who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Explain.
Anybody
please.
Can talk about offenses and defenses, but we're really going to the heart of the matter here. I think we should start by examining the musical pedigrees of the cities themselves. And I think Green Bay has to start out as an underdog here compared to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is really one of the great musical cities, not just of the country, but of the world. There are all sorts of fabulous musical institutions, the Pittsburgh Opera, the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony, the Mendelssohn Choir. There are musical groups from Renaissance to barbershop quartets. And, of course, there's the great Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, which is really one of the great orchestras of the world. That's a little clip of the Tannhäuser Overture by Richard Wagner, Renee, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony. So it's quite a distinguished musical pedigree in Pittsburgh.
Seems like a huge advantage for Pittsburgh. How can Green Bay compete?
Well, Green Bay has its own excellent musical institutions. It has a symphony, the Green Bay Symphony, which is actually 97 years old. Not quite as old as the Pittsburgh Symphony. They're 17 years younger. Two touchdowns and a field goal, Renee, younger than the Pittsburgh Symphony. And actually, we have a clip of the Green Bay Symphony performing as well, Renee. This is Robert Schumann, Symphony No. 3, the Rhenish Symphony, played by the Green Bay Symphony. The conductor here is Morihiko Nakahara. Pretty darn good, don't you think?
Yes, and triumphant.
There are lots of other important musical institutions in Green Bay, too. Some of them connected with the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, which has a very strong music program. There's also a Green Bay Civic Symphony. In November, they gave a football-themed concert conducted by Sam Spence, who's the man who has composed something like 700 different pieces of music for NFL films. Over the country, there are symphony orchestras like this in not just large communities. Now, it's true, every single NFL city has at least one professional orchestra. Just in Wisconsin, there are 21 orchestras, 46 in Pennsylvania. I guess that gives Pennsylvania the edge again. But these are very, very important institutions, not just for music, but for our entire culture and for our country. So there's my plug, Renee, for support of the arts and for support of music.
Okay, but for support of the team, one needs a fight song.
So, I guess.
And both the Packers and the Steelers, of course, have official fight songs. Who has the advantage?
Well, let's listen to them, Renee. Here first, we go back to the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra playing what they call the rally cry of the Steelers. Here we go, Steelers, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Okay.
Oh, well, sounds well. I think the Pittsburgh Symphony gives it a little oomph.
Yeah, it's got panache. But
weight.
Now, well, wait a second. Now we have to listen to "Go Pack, Go," which is the chant of the Packers. Okay, so both pretty bad, and neither one of them exactly Mozart. So. I don't know if we can judge there.
Okay, almost by definition, of course, both teams are talented on the football field.
I should hope
can
so.
Can you say which team has the better musical talent in its lineup?
Oh, well, this is tricky. First of all, I have to confess that as far as the Steelers go, I ran into the steel curtain of defense. I wasn't able to find out too much about the musical talent of the players themselves. But I will say this. Max Starks, an offensive lineman, is on the board of the Pittsburgh Symphony. former Steeler greats like Franco Harris and Lynn Swann have been honorary chairman of an outreach program of the Pittsburgh Symphony. So they have some good musical associations there.
Right. But in terms of playing music,
there are a whole bunch of Packers who have taken piano lessons in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, who also plays the guitar and is very interested in music theory. He has his own record label, so he's really into music. Nick Collins, Jarrett Bush, Charlie Pepper, Matt Flynn, Brad Jones, they've all taken group piano lessons in Green Bay.
As part of getting coordination or focus
or just they were having
a good time?
It was a team building kind of thing. And apparently the players absolutely loved it, took it very, very seriously. And when they try to play their pieces together, they kid each other about how bad they are. And then they play absolutely as well as they can.
So, Miles, I think what I'm hearing here is that Green Bay, at least when it comes to the players, has the edge.
I think we have to give them that, yes.
What about the field? Pittsburgh, Green Bay, who's going to win?
I think it's going to be very close. I'm predicting overtime, and I think I have to go with the Packers. Go, Pack, go.
Okay,
and
Miles
I don't want
Hoffman.
To lose any friends in Pittsburgh, but that's just, my opinion.
Miles Hoffman is the violist of the American Chamber Players and author of the NPR Classical Music Companion. Miles, thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Renee. It's always a pleasure.
You can have your own face-off. Hear the orchestras from both Green Bay and Pittsburgh at nprmusic.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News, directed by Van Williamson and Travis Larchuk. Our production staff includes Jess Gittner, Kevin Leahy, Asma Khalid, Lauren Magaki, Steve Monroe, Vince Pearson, Leah Scarpelli, Selena Simmons-Duffin, and Lindsay Toddy with Ben Bergman, Melissa Yeager-Miller, and Sasa Woodruff at NPR West. Our executive producer is Madalika Sika. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.